Brexit, the big vote in Britain about whether to leave the European Union, what it means for you and your money.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Brexit, the British vote to leave the European Union, and what it means if you have a 401k or IRA. I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Joining us for some insights on this big vote is Jim Keegan. He's Chief Investment Officer at Sykes Investment Advisors. He's closely watching this. So, Jim, what does Wall Street hope to see from the Brexit vote?
Well, Wall Street always likes to see the status quo. As you know, John, Wall Street hates uncertainty. So Wall Street would like to see Remain be the outcome of the referendum in the UK today.
So, Jim, if Britain votes to leave, what does that mean?
Well, if Britain votes to leave, I think it's, for all intents and purposes, it's the beginning of the end of the EU. And, you know, the markets will react negatively for a brief period of time. Markets will catch their breath. Central banks will make it clear that they are backstopping any liquidity and or market instability. So it might be a buying opportunity for any assets that cheapen up.
And as we talk, it's Thursday. Britain is voting. If Britain votes to stay, what happens? Finish the thought.
Well, if Britain votes to stay, I don't think much happens. You might get a very, very brief rally, but the markets have really discounted Britain staying since the beginning of the week. As a matter of fact, we came into the office on Monday, and during my morning meeting, one of my teammates said to me, I didn't realize that the referendum occurred over the week. So the markets have clearly discounted that Remain is going to win. So we wouldn't expect that asset prices will change all that much.
One thing we do on Your Money Matters, Jim, is try to distill things so people get a better understanding of money. So help me and our listeners understand, if Brexit is so big, and if I have a 401k or IRA, do I really care about the ultimate outcome? Is it really going to dramatically impact the balance of my account?
I don't think so. It's got more to do with the European Union. And as I said, I think if they vote to leave, it's effectively the beginning of the end of the EU. If they vote to remain, I think it's the beginning of the end of the United States of Europe project. So I don't think you're going to see further integration. But as far as it relates to individuals' 401ks or portfolios, I would say Brexit is a lot of noise, and you shouldn't make any adjustments based on Brexit one way or the other.
You also have done a lot of work in your career with fixed income strategies. Any impact here potentially on the bond market short term and long term?
No, the bond market is, as you know, if they vote to leave, I think you could see a rally in the safe haven assets. So that would be U.S. Treasuries, gold, the yen and the Swiss franc. They will probably do well. If they vote to remain, you might see interest rates go up ever so slightly. But long-term interest rates are really a function of economic growth, which is clearly low and slowing, and then inflation and inflation expectations. And it's pretty clear that the disinflationary pressures outweigh the inflationary pressures at this point. So we believe that rates are going to stay low for a long period of time, John.
And Jim, one other thing. Our clients and business partners calling you and saying, Jim, what's going on with Brexit?
Not at all, John.
That's funny. That's funny, Jim.
No, we tend to deal with longer-term investors, and most investors know that this matters more to the European politicians than it really does to the financial markets.
And, you know, if you watch a lot of financial television, you would think that this is the biggest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about having the Fed chair do their semi-annual Humphrey Hawkins testimony, and you wouldn't even have known that it happened this week because of Brexit.
He's Jim Keegan. He is the Chief Investment Officer at Sykes Investment Advisors, joining us with some insights on how to watch Brexit. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you, John.
Jim Keegan, just one of the many experts who appears on Your Money Matters from time to time to help you better understand what's going on with your money and the markets. And this has been Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock for The Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Enjoy all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now the Google Play Music app.